107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. Hey, he's here once again during our March break, too. How about that? City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzmus here. Martin, good to see you.
Great to be here. March break. It's amazing, eh? You know, March break. I was just saying before we went on the air, drove up to Barrie last night to take a look at a house and how dry the land is already. So we're still looking for some, I hate to say it, some snow.
Yeah.
And certainly the spring rains.
But for you, March break, I mean, I think back to your days as a teacher and schools.
You know, it's funny. I got a call the other morning. I guess it was Monday morning, and I answered the phone, and somebody said, oh, didn't expect you to be in the office. And, you know, the muscle memory would say, yeah, you know what? I should be, you know, on a trip with students to Italy or Greece,
right,
or
yeah.
a sports tour on rugby to Scotland or Ireland or basketball, Hawaii. So, you know, yeah, March break, you know, is important for so many reasons. And I wish, you know, our educators and our students so much safety during the March break. But even in Stratford, there's so many things to do. I looked the other day on, I guess it was Instagram. I was going to say TikTok, but Krista Robinson and her crazy gang over at the Stratford Public Library with their little vignettes. And so still lots going on in Stratford. Get into the public library, you know, parents and grandparents, lots there for kids. They do an amazing job there. I know probably Friday, I want to warn that I might be in there, Krista, with two granddaughters, maybe four, but certainly, yeah, March break is here. But first and foremost, safety to all those, you know, both in town and traveling as well.
Yeah, and speaking of traveling, let's talk about PC Connect.
Yeah, you know, I want to remind people of this great service. It's between community services that connects Perth County, Stratford, St. Mary's with KW and London. I frequently refer to it as the first and last mile. And, you know, we partner with St. Mary's, with the county, and the province. And Matthew Ray was in town the other day. I was pleased to be part of Matthew Ray being in town and presenting. I think it was $390,000 to bridge some more of that funding needed for that service. And it was nice to be part of that photo with Mayor Kassenberg from North Perth, Mayor Strathy from St. Mary's, and Ward Neggetts from Perth County, and Matthew Ray with their support through $590,000. That envelope of money should carry us with the amounts that is allocated to our own municipal tax base, should carry us to 2025, and hopefully that we can continue that service. As I said, first and last mile that connects families to stores, to medical appointments. I remember the once that I traveled on it from Stratford to St. Mary's and back for a meeting, and there was an individual on there going to the Stratford Festival from London. There was an individual coming to Stratford from near St. Mary's to do childcare, grandparent, and another individual going to Stratford General Hospital for medical appointment. And importantly, to connect to Via Rail and to connect to the Onyx bus that'll take you to Pearson, that'll take you to Union Station. So grateful to the Matthew Ray and the provincial government for those dollars. And you know, just a reminder to people to take a look at that service and what it provides, to connect to, other centers within the county and well beyond and through Via and Onyx bus.
Absolutely. So again, yeah, with something like a PC Connect, either leave your car at home, or if you don't have a car, we've talked about bus service and transportation service. Here is something that is right here on our doorstep.
And environmentally friendly.
You got it. Exactly. Speaking of which, we do a little bit of spring cleaning. Household hazardous waste collection days coming up.
Yeah. And so, you know, March break, if you're starting to prep for our first hazardous household waste collection. Over the last several years, it's been at the Rotary Complex, where as it snakes behind the Cow Coliseum and up through to the west side of the Rotary Complex. Our first one this year will be at the landfill site.
Okay.
So just a reminder of that, and more information will come. But I just thought, you know what, just some ideas around the hazardous waste. It's going to be on April the 27th. It's a full day from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we know that it's collecting of paints, fuels, oil, battery, household cleaners. Just a couple things. Make sure you don't mix those things together.
Okay.
You know, leave them in their original container. Make sure they're tight. You get them in the trunk. Somebody at the end of the line will pick them out of your trunk. Make sure those are, you know, sealed tightly. But it's important that you don't try to mix them thinking, you know, it'll make it easier at the other end. And and the other thing, and I mentioned this to Catherine this morning, that if you're looking for a small battery disposal, you know, in between, we have locations at City Hall itself, Annex at 82 Erie, the Public Library, the Public Works Yard, and the Fire Hall on Erie Street. They all take the small batteries. There are bags and boxes where we can recycle those instead of throwing them into our landfill.
Yeah, exactly. So that's good news. More household hazardous waste collection days coming up. Let's talk about the City Hall flag at half mast.
You know, I wanted to spend a little bit of time clarifying this. So the flag was lowered for our 18th Prime Minister, Right Honorable, I just lost the name for a second.
Brian Mulroney.
Brian Mulroney. I'm blessed with the Brian Mulroney chin. That was lowered on the, the 3rd or 2nd or 3rd of March. And then it was raised on the 4th of March so that we could lower it again for the passing of Annabelle Thompson. And I think some people thought, okay, it's over a little bit of maybe not in, a little bit of insincerity towards the Mulroney family. But no, it was raised and then lowered again. Annabelle Thompson, as you know, is the mom of our CAO, Joan Thompson. And Annabelle had a, just like Prime Minister Mulroney, devoted to people of, you know, Canada, in this case, Downey and Perth County. She served for 27 years as an elected official with Downey Township and Perth County. I was so pleased to recognize and talk about her and her contributions as the first woman councillor, the first deputy reeve, the first woman reeve, and the first warden of Perth County in 2003. I was pleased to share that information at the International Women's Day, and her funeral was on last Friday, the International Women's Day event, and pleased to bring that information forward and share that in my conversations with Patty Jo Lintner and the Stratford and District Labor Council. So, you know, that flag will go back, is lowered again, so it stayed lowered, and it'll remain lowered until the state funeral of Brian Mulroney, and I'm just checking my date, which is on March the 23rd.
Okay.
And so just so people wondered, you know, when it came down, then it went back up again and down again.
Sure.
It gave an opportunity for us to recognize two amazing individuals in Canadian politics.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for the clarification on that. We're chatting with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. We have a GTR update.
Yeah, you know, and it's always great to update because I think some people physically, we don't see anything taking place. So the work of the ad hoc advisory committee and the working group committees continue, as I talked about last time, with the visionary work that they have done, and council will undertake this. And then in the near future, it'll also involve our public. And so there was a news release yesterday by Mike Bites, and acknowledging that the ad hoc committee will be hosting a series of community events this spring. The first one is on March the 26th from 6:30 to 8:30 at Hall A at the Rotary Complex. We've chosen something that's accessible, a little bit bigger in case we do have the numbers, which I think we will.
Yeah.
And then our second one will be at City Hall Auditorium, April the 13th from 2 to 4 p.m. In the City Hall Auditorium. All that information can be found on the Engage Stratford Grand Trunk Renewal location, and or you can reach out to Mike Bites, and I'll get you some information that you can post Mike's mbites at stratford.ca. But lots of good things happening, you know, with the Grand Trunk site. And, you know, I think about your 100th anniversary. Just
okay.
Driving in, I listened to you on the radio acknowledging the 100th anniversary. And
CJCS Radio.
Yes, thank you very much. And so it was timely because yesterday you had one of your former colleagues, with Doug Lester on, and I was listening to Doug, and there was the connection between the GTR. And back in the day, CJCS used to have in council chamber somebody to cover the news of the day, and Doug was there when the news of the day was carried that council made a motion, and actually they did this at the, as Doug mentioned, at the auditorium at the former Stratford Collegiate. To ensure there was enough space to talk about the expropriation and the purchase of that property. And so here we are today. Mm-hmm. You know, the visionaries of that time thought, you know what, it was an amazing idea. They looked at it as a location of the future where anything was possible. And, you know, when I think about the work that we're doing in the visionary, there it is, the work of the ad hoc committee. So, you know, It's great to talk history, but it's also important to talk future as well.
That's right. As we mentioned, those wheels are moving with the ad hoc committee and the GTR. Yeah.